There we go.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Fine.
Everybody sounds very enthusiastic.
Yeah.
I had some day drinking.
Nice. Perfect.
You look it in the eyes.
You look it in the face.
I was going to take a nap, and then I got distracted, and then here we are.
Hello and welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome to the show, everybody. This is episode number 58, season 2, episode 13. How are you guys doing today?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I am really freaking tired, but I'm good.
I bet you are.
I am. And not for what I'm sure everybody is going to the obvious reasons for. I'm actually exhausted because I got back from a whirlwind 48-hour trip to San Diego a couple of hours ago. So, yay.
How was it?
It was awesome, actually. It was a really fun weekend. I got there. So, I guess I'll just jump right into it because we didn't even talk before we started recording. We're recording a little bit earlier than usual in the week because Amanda's going on vacation on Tuesday.
I am.
Yay.
Yay.
Let me talk about my trip real quick, and then because I don't have that much to say, and then I want to hear all about what you have planned.
Okay.
Cool. So we went. I got San Diego. I joined Jay out there. He's been out there for the week doing fun things. I got in at, I think it was like 10:30 or 11 o'clock on Thursday.
Wait, hold on 1 second.
Uh-oh.
Sorry. I set Tupperware out to make it easier. To your left.
What do you want to put the fish in?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, I had envisioned that it would go in the long flat one, but you do you. I just didn't want you to go to the effort of pulling more Tupperware down when there was some right there.
Tupperware is very serious.
Sorry.
That's okay. I understand. Jay left Tupperware in the hotel room in San Diego for Comic-Con, and I was super pissed, even though we had like 17 more of the exact same Tupperware.
Yeah, well, it's more like I was just trying to make everyone's life a little easier. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Continue.
I'm just saying Tupperware is no joke. So anyway, I flew out of San Diego straight from work on Thursday. I got in at like 10:30 or 11 o'clock California time, Pacific time. And Jay was at a bachelor party and he was supposed to come pick me up. And I guess their bachelor party was running behind because I get a phone call and it's like, look for the limo outside. And I'm like, what? He's like, we're not allowed to pick you up here. And it's like slurry and just like, you know, cotton mouth, slow talking. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And essentially, they didn't make it back to they were doing a brewery tour and they were behind and they missed their like dinner reservation and went to In-N-Out and then they were like, oh shit, I gotta get Colleen. I can't drive to get Colleen. So they got the limo driver who is not allowed, because he's not licensed to pick people up from the airport pick me up.
Yeah.
So, and they couldn't even really stop the car. So I essentially, somebody is definitely cooking out something back there.
Oh, sorry.
You look like you needed day drinking and a vacation. It's okay. It's okay. Like I told Jenny, we're going to have some great bloopers already. I can see it.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
It's
okay. Last week I fucked up the audio and there's this fuzzing in the background whenever Shandy and I talk. I don't know. It doesn't pick up for you for some reason. And it's
I was wondering what that was. Yeah, I was listening to a little bit of it while I was making dinner.
Yeah, it was super annoying. And it's because I had one of the knobs turned up that shouldn't have been turned up on here.
Yeah, like that's what it sounded like. Like someone was either too close or too far away from a mic or like, yeah, it was just like a mic.
No, it was the thing that plays through the computer on this side was picking up. Like that, anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah,
yeah, so, whatever it is. Anyway.
Apologies to everybody because I screwed up the audio last week. Anyway, so essentially they couldn't even slow down the limo. So like they had to slow, they drove the limo super slowly and they were like, look for the limo with the blue lights. And I'm
oh my God, please tell me you had to get in the limo while it was still moving.
I had to get in the limo while it was not
moving.
It was going super slow, but I was like, really? I have a rolly suitcase, a backpack, and the backpack just had my laptop and my little like neck pillow thing that you sleep on in. So it didn't, you know, I had a bag of almonds, so it wasn't really like heavy backpack. And then I had my purse and I was just like, really? So essentially, two of the dudes from the bachelor party grabbed my luggage and then they like were like, get in the car, get in the car, get in the car. And I like dove into the car in my fragile condition. And then I couldn't figure out, the car is still moving, and I couldn't figure out how to close the door. First, I couldn't figure out which is the right door to open on the limo, because at first I went for the wrong door, and I hear Jay on the phone still like, no, wrong door. And I'm like,
not that door.
What am I doing? I thought you were picking me up in a rented Jetta. So.
Well, and I hope that wasn't the highlight of the trip. I hope the trip got better from there. I mean, that's a pretty great start.
It was actually a great start. And I thought we were going right back to where their cars were, except where their cars were was like a half an hour from the airport. I was like jolly and like, ha ha ha, this is really funny. I'm in the bachelor party limo. I was really jolly until like 25 minutes went by and I was like, where the F are we? Like, why have we not gotten back to the car? I'm super exhausted. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, my time. I just want to go to sleep. So
I'm ready for bed now.
Yes. So apparently where I was where the best man's husband had been sleeping. So I like they had to wake him up to like get me
to make
the car too. It was like, I'm like, I'm so sorry, dude. I like really not only crashed the party, but I really appreciate that. I am sorry that I'm ruining your sleep space right now. So anyway,
I mean, to be fair, it's not your fault.
I know it was right.
I didn't ask for that.
Yeah, that is not the pickup you were expecting.
No, but you know what? It was really fun. It was funny. They were all super nice. None of them were like obnoxious drunks. They let me play Miley's Party in the USA really loudly.
Nice. So
I was happy. I was just really tired. But, you know, it was so that was a really fun start. And then the next day we went up to the rehearsal and it got me in and out, which was great. The fast food place. And then the rehearsal dinner was fun. And then the wedding itself was actually really awesome. It was at a castle.
Cool.
Yeah.
No big deal.
It was built in like the very early 1900s. It's supposedly haunted, and it's just like it's a legit castle. Like when we looked at pictures online, I thought it looked kind of like Tudor-y, but no, it's like a castle. Like the it's like stone floors and random levels of stairs and stuff. Yeah,
so cool.
It was actually super cool. And so the wedding, the ceremony was outside because it's San Diego and it's gorgeous. So that was outside. And then the reception, all that was, everything was outside. And then there was an after party where they like lit up the dance floor of this castle on the inside afterwards. So it was super fun. But I had in the morning, because I had not really like worked out or anything the last 2 weeks, because it's just been crazy at work, and I usually only get to work out at lunch, and if I don't do it at lunch, I don't get to go, so just been busy during the day. That morning, I was like, of the wedding, I was like, Jay, we have to go downstairs, and we have to move around. Like, I was like, you've had in and out like 4 times a day since you've gotten here, and shows, Lewis, he was like, I need to go on a post California diet. And I was like, yes, you do. Let's start now.
It doesn't have to start with the post part. It can start right now.
Also, I
feel like better than the present.
There is a lot of really great food in California that's not fast food. That's also an option.
Fair.
And then I was only half joking around, but I also wanted to get some exercise in because I was getting kind of antsy. So we went down to the fitness studio, and Jay went on the elliptical. There's only one treadmill, and I was like, shotgun, pregnant lady wants a treadmill.
Pretty lady gets whatever she wants.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I was like, plus, because I have a treadmill workout that I do. I know the incline. I know the speed. I know the different speeds and inclines. Like, I have one set. I didn't want to learn something new. I just wanted to do my hour with what I knew, watching the HGTV marathon of Fixer Upper.
Damn, good on you. An hour on a treadmill. That's a long time to be on a treadmill.
You know?
I get bored after 20 minutes. Who am I kidding? I get bored after 5.
Well,
then I just suck it up for the following 10. Oh, no, we lost one.
Uh-oh, she'll come back.
She'll come back.
Oh, yay, she's back. Usually you just get all, like, fuzzy. You don't actually
disappear. How was the upside down?
I accidentally pressed the button, and I locked myself out. Anyway.
No worries. Yes.
So, I used to only do that on the tribe. No.
Well, now that there's no more tribe anymore, gotta do it somewhere.
R.I.P.
Yes, and it will rest just as peacefully as it existed. So anyway, Amanda, the treadmill. I get bored the first half hour. Once I pass that 30-minute mark, though, I find the countdown part a lot easier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just the amount of distraction I can do for that first half hour.
But, that's fair.
Yeah. Anyway, so, and it was a lot, like you said, because then I had like my hip flexors really never recovered for the rest of the day. And that wasn't good for dancing all night long.
No.
It was not. We barely made it. We were actually, we went upstairs to the groom's room, like the room changing suite thing. And we were, because we just needed like to get the, because they had like a fridge with water and refreshments and stuff in there, like candy and stuff. So Jay was like, well, let me go upstairs and get some water. And then we sat down on the couch and I was like, I don't want to move. And we kept saying, okay, you move. And then, you know, 4 or 5 songs went by and Backstreet Boys played. And I was like, okay, if we can't motivate ourselves to get up and go dance to Backstreet Boys, then we should just go home at this point. Because I had to get up at 5 o'clock to get to the airport at 6. So we started to leave and then they started playing Cheap Thrills by Sia. And that was the song Jay danced to when he came out as a groomsman, like when they introduced everybody. So I was like, okay, well, you can finish to this song. And then they played other songs that we liked. And then all of a sudden it was over. But we almost quit early, which would be our first wedding, quitting early.
That's when you know you're a real adult. If you leave a wedding before it's over.
Pretty much. Or in my case.
Or your parents, because you have to go relieve the babysitter.
Yes. Yes, exactly. As I told Jay, I was like, I'm too sober to not feel the tired right now. Usually I don't feel the tired at this point of the night.
Right. It's all just adrenaline and booze.
Yeah. But when we were in the, Jay left after a half an hour on the elliptical and I was like, I'm going for the full hour. This older couple came in and I could tell they wanted to use the treadmill, but I had like at that point a half a mile left for what my goal was. And I was like, I'm not stopping now. Like, they've got under 10 minutes or, you know, it's not a long wait, but they kept staring at me and they would take turns on the bicycle next to me. And I felt very intimidated to finish. And at one point Jay called and was like, I'm going in the shower. Do you have a key? You know, just to let you know. And I very loudly was like, I have 0.2 miles left. I'll be upstairs in less than 10 minutes. And I said it like as loud as I could to make sure that they could hear me. And then even when the thing went off, I would say I had probably less than 2 minutes left. It was like, you know, I was at like with 0.93. So I had like less than 0.1 mile to go. And at that point, I was like, I realize that they probably think I'm being so selfish for the 10 minutes that they've had to wait here. But I've gone this far and I have made my intentions clear. So I'm not stopping. So I like left the screen wide so they could see where I was, what I was doing. And I finished it. And then when I got off, I proceeded to cough unstoppably, which I'm sure made it super attractive to go on that machine after me.
Well, not for nothing. Like anyone who's ever been to a gym ever, like 10 minutes is not a long time to wait for a treadmill, especially if there's only one. Like what's wrong with you? Like you should be using that time to stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt bad, but then, you know, I was so close that I didn't feel bad, especially when I said loudly, like, it's not like I'm going for another 20 minutes. Like, I'm finishing my thing. And I, full disclosure, like, made that screen, like, you know, very visible so that when they were staring at me, they would know. But anyway, it was a little bit of peer pressure.
Well, but, who on them?
Yeah. But wedding was fun. It was gorgeous. Though the one thing that I did learn was they are a family that really, really likes to make speeches. And I mean, there was like a fucking speech at the rehearsal. There was every single person made a speech at the rehearsal dinner. I mean, like all the parents, step parents, the bride, the groom, the sisters, brother, like everyone made a speech at the rehearsal dinner. I mean, on both sides, everyone made a speech at the wedding, like twice each. Like they were a family that loved their speeches, and it's damn good that they were all so entertaining. Hella long. Some of them definitely push the boundaries of, okay, now I'm going to check my phone and not feel rude long, but they were all pretty entertaining.
Well, that's good, because I'm kind of over the whole, like, everyone give a speech at a wedding. I find it very boring. And, like, nobody really care. A couple, like a small handful of people care, and the rest just want you to shut up and, like, move on. Let's get this thing going.
Yeah.
I like the, like, bare minimum. Like, the last wedding I was at, there wasn't really a ton of speeches. And, like, they didn't do any speeches at all at the rehearsal dinner, and I kind of missed it. It's like, even just a little, like, thank you for coming. Like, we're really excited to share the day.
Yeah.
Like, I like just a little, you know, I like the little bit of anecdotes. Yeah. I don't like it when, you start getting in, when you can, like, start, when you're starting to run out of fingers on one hand to count how long the speech is. Like, yeah, it should be inside 3 minutes, I think, is a really good, like, speech length.
I think that was actually for my sister Caitlin's wedding. That was, she asked us all to keep it 3 or 4 minutes or less.
Yeah, I think that's perfect. Like, people's attention spans can handle that. Like, you have one cute story, like.
Right.
One cute story, one cute little quote that pertains to both people, and. You know.
And let's move on with it.
And let's move on with it.
Because that's like when people are nervous and they don't normally speak in front of people, they either go too short or they go too long because they're nervous and they just keep babbling.
Yes. Yes.
Like, give them a cutoff place. Like.
Yes. Yeah. And isn't there something about weddings, though, that kind of makes you, the person there, I don't know, kind of sentimental in a way where you think, I don't know, maybe it's just a me thing. And Jay, too, because I saw Jay had a little tear coming down at one point yesterday. I didn't call him out on it, but I saw it. So I guess I'm calling him out on it now. But I noticed, like, I was sitting there thinking, like, okay, the parents, like, once upon a time, they got married. And then they had, like, little babies. And these babies grew up and got married. And now they're at their wedding. And, like, it's a circle of life. And then there was this older couple. This is kind of what got me and Jay started on the discussion. Not the older couple that was passive aggressive with me in the fitness room.
Oh, yeah. Were they part of the wedding? Did you see them at the wedding?
I didn't see them at the wedding.
That could be a little awkward.
Yeah, I know, right? But luckily, you know, we all looked a lot different at the wedding than we did there. So I don't know if I would have even recognized them. But this older couple was doing the Jump and Jive song, and they were rocking it, like, I was like, oh, my God, this is awesome. And that kind of got us started on, like, because we were joking, like, back in my day, this was the Cupid Shuffle.
God help us.
But anyway, so, Jay, I was like, oh, my God, before I know it, I'm going to be having first dances with my sons. And Jay was like, looked at me and he goes, yeah, you get something. I don't get anything. And I was like, I promise you, you can have the only speech at the rehearsal dinner. It's like, this is my promise now. I'm not going to insist on making one as well.
Yeah.
Amanda, you are going on a trip.
Yeah. I feel like I kind of talked about it on our last episode, but
you talked about how you're bringing $1,000 worth of Moroccan cash.
No, it's 200 dirham and like 8 something of the of euro. Because we booked, so most of the trip we're doing, like, just wherever the wind takes us. It's kind of a loose structure. Like, we're in this city for this many days, and, like, we know where we're staying, and we have, like, a rough idea of things we want to see, but we have no order.
Yeah, see, I want to know your itinerary and stuff. Like, what are you planning on doing?
it's crazy. Like, this is the first trip that, like, I haven't planned it out every single day. Like, I feel really unprepared because I have not planned it within an inch of its life. And yeah, that has me a little nervous.
Good, though.
Like,
good.
Like, we go to Casablanca and we have a rough idea of how we're going to get from Casablanca to Fez. And I'm like, this could be really bad. But the one part of the trip that is really structured, we've booked a tour through the Sahara Desert. So they're going to pick us up in Fez and they're going to take us around. It's like a 4-day trip. They'll take us like through the various things in the Atlas Mountains and they'll take us out into the Sahara and we'll like ride camels and we'll camp out one night and then like we'll go up through like
You are riding a camel. I am so jealous.
Yeah, it's not like Lawrence of Arabia, like we're riding all day to a place. I think it's kind of going to be more like a, you know, a pony ride at like the state fair. It's more just the novelty of like you go like, tool around for a few hours in the morning and then you go off to the next thing. But then like they'll take us all the way through and then they'll drop us at the end of the 4 days in Marrakesh at our hotel, which is really, really nice.
Nice.
And then we're sort of to our own devices until we have to get back to Casablanca to fly home.
That's awesome.
So yeah. So it's like, I'm looking at my itinerary and like, there's some days that have nothing next to it. And I'm like, oh,
I think it'll be cool. Yeah. You guys will have like people come up and like, who knows? Who knows?
I feel like that's a much more like European wedding or something. Way. Yeah. Like I feel like it's a much more European way of traveling. But like as Americans, we have so few vacation days, so we're so precious about how we spend them that it's very like, okay, so we're only here for this amount of time and we gotta see everything. So like Monday morning we're doing this and then Monday afternoon we're doing that. It's like, and this trip is just so not that. I'm a little like, oh no, am I doing it wrong? But like I think
you're doing it right.
Yeah. It's like we've got the travel book. I like to do when I travel, I like to take Google Maps and I like to throw like pins. You can save a map and like you can throw a bunch of pins on it.
Yeah.
And I've discovered with Google Maps, you can like download the map and use it offline on your phone because it's like we didn't get any extra like data packages. So like we're going to be like relying on the Wi-Fi at our hotel and then if we can find random hotspots throughout the cities while we're traveling.
Yeah.
So part of our trip is going to be very like 1995, which is probably pretty cool that we're going to be pretty unplugged. Like there'll be whole times where like my phone is just a giant clock.
Oh
yeah. Yeah.
So like, I think that'll be really cool, but yeah. So, I spent all of today was like my get shit done, get ready day. So like I did all of our laundry and I went, and I picked up a prescription of Cipro because that just seems like a good idea.
What's Cipro again?
Cipro is just like a really generic antibiotic. Super cheap. And a lot of times, like if you're traveling somewhere that's not like Paris or London or like somewhere really like cosmopolitan, they usually say it's a good idea to bring that just in case you get like traveler's tummy.
Okay.
So like I used to get it like when I would go down to Ecuador and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And it's super cheap. Like, you know, I don't even know how many days prescription my doctor gave me, but it was like $4.
Nice.
Yeah, so I did that and I packed. So like we had a very busy weekend. So we went out with some friends on Friday and we were sort of talking about it and they convinced us that we should do carry-ons instead of a check bag, which was the original plan. Just because I have such anxiety about the bag not showing up at the carousel when you get to your destination.
Yeah.
Where's your layover?
We have an hour long layover in Paris. So like, I think that's also what's really stressing me out.
Yeah,
that, like,
it's a lot of time for it to transfer. Usually it's totally fine. But like one time, like my bag ended up in Tokyo for a week over Christmas. So
exactly.
No Christmas presents, like, no clothes, no nothing. I got it eventually, but like,
And it's like, we're leaving. We're only staying in Casablanca, like long enough to get like our bodies acclimated to the time change. And then we're like getting out of Dodge and we're going off on our trip. So like my fear is that like we can't wait around for the bag to make it to us and like the anxiety of that. And I was like, all right, let me just see if we can do it. So like I took all my stuff and like Daniel has a carry-on. I don't because I'm not a real adult. I just need like a Rolly L bean duffel bag with wheels on it. Like I'm super not an adult. And like I fit it all in there. I'm like, great, okay. So tomorrow I have to go buy myself a suitcase and then I'll be ready to go.
Nice.
But it all fits. Everything's rolled up. Everything's ready to go in the suitcase.
That's
I just
amazing.
Need to own the suitcase.
That
and
is
I don't
amazing.
Own it yet.
And then you'll be traveling super light too, which is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, you know, it's like everyone says, it's like you pack all these clothes and you only end up wearing like a quarter of them.
That was me in London. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I like it actually, it like really annoys me if I pack for a trip and don't end up wearing something. And that's like waxed and waned. But like lately, I'm sort of in this phase where like, really, like I'm going to wear like three outfits and then I'll do laundry. It'll be fine.
Exactly. Exactly. And like we bought some travel detergent, like a small thing of detergent. Yeah. But now that we're planning to carry on, like it's not small enough. So we'll have to get some more like smaller containers to put it in. But like, and I bought a bunch of Gap Body actually has a bunch of really great like workout t-shirts that look like
just normal t-shirts. I love them.
I just wish they had them in more color. So like I bought a gray one and it's like, I loved it. So I went back to get more and they really just didn't have that many good color. So
two black ones and a blue one.
Yeah.
That's I would have loved like
a black one or like a, you know, like a white one. And they just, they have like this weird purple color. I'm like, that's not going to match the
motif. Mine are tanks though, but they're the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, cause I had to buy a lot of stuff for the trip just cause you know, like I want to adhere to the social structure and like dress kind of modestly. And like all my short sleeve t-shirts are V-neck. So it's like, that's not going to work. So it's like, yeah, my shoulders are covered, but it's like, hey, here's my cleavage.
Yeah.
So I like had to buy extra stuff. But yeah.
Hello,
yeah.
Morocco. Here are my boobs.
Here are my boobs. Oh, you don't like that? I'm sorry. And I just like rather not have the intention. So it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, nothing screams I'm American like having your boobs out somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah. But then my friend also suggested like packing an extra duffel bag like in your suitcase. So then it's like you can expand on the way home.
Yeah.
That was my concern. I was like, well, then we won't have room to bring stuff back. Because like, dude, this is Christmas shopping.
Actually, then you could theoretically check a bag on the way back. Because if it gets lost, I mean, it's going to find its way to you where you're not. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
Right. I never thought of that.
Yeah. So that's the new plan. But like that just means I have to go out and buy a suitcase tomorrow.
You know, I had to do that the very first trip I took to Raleigh in 2007 before the trip I met Jay on. So I was not even there to visit him. I didn't have a carry-on bag either. And I went to the Target by my grandparents' house and bought a cheap carry-on bag. And that's the bag I still used this past weekend.
Nice.
I mean, there's holes in it, and it looks like it's seen some stuff, and it looks like a, you know, $30 Target carry-on suitcase. People are less
likely to steal it.
Yeah.
No one's going to steal the ugly suitcase.
Brilliant. And I'm going to use that check a bag on the way back duffel bag trick.
Yeah, well, thank my friend Kristen for that. I didn't come up with that. That was her good idea.
Good job, Kristen.
Yeah.
But what about you, Shandy? Anything interesting? Anything fun and exciting going on?
So Frank came back this weekend again.
Ooh! And,
yay!
Yeah, this time he drove up. Let's see. We went out on Friday. That turned out to be, it was like one of those nights where like I wasn't really going to go out, and then I was maybe going to go out for like a drink, and then nothing went to plan. But those are usually the best nights, like in the best way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I still made it to my 7:30 run on Saturday. So that was cool.
Impressive.
Yes. My knee is doing a little bit better. I was able to run 6 miles on it. So that's good.
That's good.
I was telling the coach about like my knee hip problem thing. but of course, like the edited version,
right.
Like I was kneeling and when I stood up, it hurt. Anyway, he recommended this amazing. So, you know, like foam rollers.
Yes.
It's like that, but better because you don't have to like awkwardly put all of your body weight on it. It's really hard to pull apart in the first place, and then you put your leg in the middle of it, and so the pressure's already there, and you don't have to do anything for it, and it feels amazing. So that's helped. And let's see, what else? Yeah, that's pretty much it. I was walking in the footsteps of Reese Witherspoon today, hanging out at the wharf, like Ooh. A truth.
The big little nice.
Speaking of, the Emmys are on tonight.
Yeah, Laura Dern won, at least from what I was watching.
I saw
Big Little Lies was winning a bunch of stuff.
I saw Skarsgård won, too.
Oh, right, yeah. That was the last thing I saw before I turned it off to come chat with you lovely ladies.
Nice.
Yeah, I think it won writing, and I think it won directing as well, thus far. Or maybe Handmaid's Tale. Handmaid's Tale won something behind the scenes, too. That might have been writing.
I see Anne Dowd won something. That had to have been Handmaid's Tale, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That also might have happened earlier.
Drama.
Okay, oh, yeah, then that would have.
Yeah, because Alexis Bledel won Guest Actress in a Drama.
Yes.
Ah.
And that happened, like, Wednesday or something.
Yeah.
Because they don't do... So, like, ugh, TV, whatever. Like, we can't have that much... We can't devote that much TV to an award show about TV.
Right. Especially when more people are watching TV than going to the movies. They
exactly.
might have more of an interest in TV, but...
Right.
Yeah.
It's much like the patriarchy. Like, the hierarchy of... The motion picture is very, very ingrained.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even though it looks like everybody winning these awards were actually motion picture actors first, but okay.
Right. Well, and I love that, like, the second year in a row, the Emmys are the most diverse nominee pool out of any of the award shows.
Oh, really? Nice. See, I don't really follow... I just knew Big Little Lies and Handmaid's Tale were up for, like, all the awards.
Yeah, but it's because I think there's more television, so it's like more things get a platform, so more things get nominated, and there's just naturally going to be more diversity.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, it's true that, like, I feel like TV has been diversifying, like, not at the rate that it should be, but, like...
Faster than a lot of other...
faster than, than other places.
Do you think that's because the projects getting developed are more suitable to that, or just the people behind the projects? Because I feel like there's a lot of overlap in TV and film nowadays.
I think it's a little bit of both. Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I think because I think this people still consider the stakes a little lower for TV. I think for movie actors, I think there's something really enticing about the stability of television, that you can kind of be home and working for several months instead of being out living out of a hotel room for 6 months. You can, like, be going home and, like, having dinner with your family and, like, still be working.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think just
That's
the really content's gotten better.
Well, I wonder too, like, I'm thinking about, so this past week I've been watching season 2 of Insecure. I don't know if you guys have watched.
I haven't. How is it? I've been wanting to check it out.
It's super good. Like, I really like the first season, and I'm really liking the second season. But anyway, that show just came to mind because I think that kind of shows, like, the democratization a little bit of TV, because I know that started out as a YouTube thing and got picked up by HBO. So, like, I feel like, you know, maybe it's, like, more accessible to more people
mm-hmm.
to sort of make that transition into TV right now, as opposed to, like, film.
Yeah. Well, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, which I feel like is a show that comes up a lot for us. That same thing. Like, she was a YouTube.
Which none of us has ever seen, but we always talk about it.
It's, yeah.
I've been to West Covina, so I should.
I'm almost done with Kimmy Schmidt. Then I'm ready for another, like, short, half-hour funny thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would say go for Insecure. It's pretty awesome.
Nice. Yeah, I've been wanting to check that out. I'm glad you liked it.
Now you'll have 2 seasons to binge.
True.
I guess, thinking about it, they probably are willing to take more of a risk in TV. Right?
Yeah.
You can cancel a show if it doesn't pick up.
Yeah. Well, and I think in certain, you know, like, you look at, like, you know, the big networks like NBC or ABC, like, they have no problem. Like, if something doesn't perform inside of 3 episodes, like, it's gone. Which I think is unfortunate. And I think that's one of the sort of downsides of TV. But, like, you see something like AMC, like, they're the complete opposite. Like, they're really good about giving a show time to find an audience. Because I think also, like, a smaller cable network is like, well, we spent the money. We don't have anything else to put on air in that slot. So, like, we have to keep airing it and hoping that maybe it'll just be a slow burn in the audience.
What was Breaking Bad on? Because Breaking Bad didn't do good its first season, right?
Was that AMC? Or was it FX?
Not FX.
Then it was AMC.
Okay, because
AMC is like Mad Men. I think it was Breaking Bad.
Because I remember Breaking Bad did not do well its first season. And then it was one of those shows that just got DVD buzz.
Yeah.
Netflix buzz.
But that's, I mean, like, that whole thing, though, just goes back to, like,
Sorry, we're straying from the diversity topic.
Well, no, but it does, because like if the idea is like, if we're talking about taking a chance and like the idea of like risk, then that means that, and I'm sure this is the mindset of the filmmakers, is that it is a risk to have a more diverse cast. Like, I mean, that's your problem right there, that it right. would be thought of as risky, you know?
Right.
But it's not even the filmmaker, it's the studio executives.
It's exactly.
Because the filmmaker doesn't really have as much say, right, Amanda? Right.
Yes, there are plenty of independent filmmakers that are making very inclusive, very diverse films. It's just, they're not getting a large audience. And I think that's also, to kind of go back into that about the risk, is that like films, it's hard to make a return on investment on films. Like, unless you are coming through a major studio, like, and even a lot of major studio films, like a flop doesn't make its money back. Whereas like in television, where you have paid for revenue and you have advertisers, it is much easier to compensate for a flop, because, you know, for every show that doesn't do well, you have something like Game of Thrones or like something that is a big moneymaker, and like a network can kind of balance it out.
Right.
So you just have the space to make risks. And I think also the fact that there's just so much content out right now, and there's so many platforms for it to be seen, that it just, the risk level is way, way lower, so they can kind of experiment.
So you know, essentially, even like, all I'm hearing is the old men that run the studios in Hollywood are a bunch of old racists.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yep.
And sexist. Don't forget sexist. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But yes, that's the TLDR of this conversation.
Don't get me calm, I'll pee my pants.
Oh no, I meant the studio executives in Hollywood are a bunch of old racists. Sexist racists.
Right. Trying to keep a dying industry. Like, instead of evolving, they're just like clinging to their morals.
Right. It's like we talked about this summer. You know, Wonder Woman, people were all of a sudden like, wait, women can open the box office as superheroes?
Yeah.
Oh my god. These franchises have only been around for 10 years.
What? Women can't direct action movies?
They don't know anything about punching.
Yeah.
They're over emotional. They'll just slap.
They'll just cry.
And run the country. Sorry.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of stuff that get lost in between those few sentences, but I was afraid I was going to cough it out, so just connect A and B together.
Okay. No, there was a big, long thought process.
There was. It involved hysterical females and the President of the United States.
And emails.
Okay. Yes. And I think somewhere in there was Twitter violations, but terms of service violations, but I hadn't gotten that far in the
process.
Know. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Yay and doubt? Is that where this whole thing started?
Yeah, I think it all goes back to that.
Okay. Excellent. Let's see, do we know anybody else that won? Ooh, we have Aziz. See? Okay, we got some diversity.
Oh, good.
Aziz won.
Yeah, Master of None was really great this season. Really, really enjoyed it.
Master of None was, like, it was fun its first season, and I was looking forward to the second season, but just the amount of awesome the second season was just blows it, like, away a lot of the stuff that's out
there. See, I think I prefer the first season, but I like them both.
Really?
No, I think they took more creative risks. I think they had more freedom to take more creative risks.
The second time.
Yeah. You know, like Thanksgiving. Like, Thanksgiving was an awesome episode.
I cried.
And it's something that, like, you don't get to see that on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there were
streaming service.
And that's the kind of episode that I really liked in season two. And I feel like that's the kind of episode that all of season one was made up of.
Really?
Yes. Every single episode was a different sort of issue that they were talking about. And
see, I thought that was more season two was a different issue.
Some of them were, and like Thanksgiving, and that's, I think, part of why that was one of my favorite episodes of the season. But some of them were just like hanging out in Italy. And I guess, I mean, I don't know very much about Italian cinema, so like I didn't really get a lot of the references and whatever. I'm sure that's really fun for a lot of people, but it was kind of like,
interesting. See, I thought season two tackled a different kind of issue each episode, but season one's overall theme was tackling like what it's like to be Indian American in the entertainment industry. and in general, because
I think I kind of fall somewhere in between the two of you on this. That I agree. I think season one was more like bottle episodes. Like each mm-hmm. episode was very blatantly a specific theme. And I think this season they kind of experimented with the story structure a little bit, like having a few more overarching themes while still like having, mm-hmm. like, I think they were just trying to meld the two by not being a complete serial, but also not being a complete bottle every single episode.
Yeah, no, I liked both seasons. I will say, I much preferred the end of season one to the end of season two.
Mm-hmm.
But overall,
I can't remember how season two ended, which season is funny because I watched that more recently.
Season two ended with.
I thought they were.
But I think I got more emotionally invested in season two. And again, I don't know if I just watched it, you know, differently each season or what. But I'm very excited that you won.
Yes, either
you'll
way,
never
I
hear
like
this,
both
but
seasons.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I tend to like second seasons better because I feel like particularly the actors and to the extent the writers, like they find the characters more, like everyone feels a little more lived in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought the relationships and the interactions between the characters mm-hmm. just felt more established. And I like that better. Just like putting on a sweater that you love. You're just like, oh yeah, this just fits right.
Yeah. So, sorry for the spoilers for yes, you're none, but definitely check it out. Yes. Honestly, it's a great show. Check it out. You won't be disappointed either way.
Nope.
And then you can let us know season one or season two.
Or I mean both. Like again, I wanna highlight that I like both.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did but. Too. I,
yeah. Okay.
Clearly, I liked season one because I went back and watched season two.
Right. That does one does cause the other. You didn't like season one. I don't think very many people give the second season another chance if you didn't like the first one.
Yes.
Unless you're me with Game of Thrones and you just keep trying and you're like, oh, this is just never going
to work. Well, you should go back and watch Game of Thrones.
Yes. Yes. Oh,
such a commitment, guys.
That's what people keep saying, but I'm like, you can watch it over as much time as you want.
Yeah. Like I said, it's also kind of the nice thing of watching a show like after the hype is over.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I don't have to worry about spoilers. Like, it's already come and gone.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, okay, sorry. Moving on.
Yeah, I think we probably should.
I think we probably should as well. Facebook?
Sure. Yeah, let me get a little more, like, on point. More of a statement.
Yes. I'm trying to find the video for the sparkle arm hair.
I saw that in the email thing, and I thought there was going to be, like, a link or something with.
Yeah, I think I had seen that circling around the interwebs
here
as well. I was like, yeah, that's
I got
a thing.
The post. So the first thing that we have is a advertisement from Lori on Sparkle Arm Hair. Apparently, Lori is the expert for all places that you put sparkles on your body.
It's a pretty good thing to be an expert on, I'd say.
Yes. So in this incredible video, it advertises it's sparkly arm deodorant, essentially, which you can hear the music playing right now. So let me turn that off. You stick the glitter, and nobody can see it, but it says raise your hands and give them the old razzle dazzle. So you put your deodorant on, and then you get your little glitter paintbrush. It's just this.
Oh my god, I hate this.
And then your pits look like a much shinier version of Paula Cole's. So
this new armpit trend, is it really a trend? If the person that's making it is saying it's a trend, does that make it a trend?
Stop trying to make glitter happen. Glitter is never going to happen.
Stop trying to make glitter pits happen. Mm-hmm. Just renamed your brand for you.
Glitter pits. I used to love the glitter stuff you put on your eye in high school in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. That was totally different. That was, like, super cool.
That was super awesome. And I kind of wish that would come back for grown women. It never will. But I wish that it would.
Why not? Yeah, like, well, no. I feel like now it's, like, you can get, like, the, like, shimmery, like, you can get, like, shimmer eyeshadow. But, like, you can get the bright color eyeliners.
Which I love. I wear my bright purple one all the time.
I feel like it's coming though. Like it's moving up. We had a sparkle badge. Now we have sparkle pits. Pretty soon it'll be up to your eyes.
That's a good point.
That's a very
just hold point. On.
Glitter is back.
One more month.
Glitter is coming.
Yeah, glitter is coming.
Well, maybe it's because we'll get to that certain like trashy age where it's, you know, you're trying to like look younger and you put the glitter back on your eyes.
Yeah.
That's how it's going to happen, guys.
Oh, speaking of looking younger and the Emmys. So the lovely ladies of 9to5 came out to present an award. Jane Fonda, who is usually like the queen of looking awesome.
Not so
and
much.
Age appropriate. Oh, she had like this terrible like fake hair ponytail. And it just, oh, it felt real bad because she's so like beautiful and so like great. And it was like, oh, but you don't have to do that. Like you're Jane Fonda. Like you don't have to look younger. Like everyone thinks you're awesome and looks awesome.
Oh,
yeah. So it was kind of a bummer. But yeah. Anyway, glitter pits.
Glitter pit. Glitter is the pits. no, it's not. Glitter is awesome, and I wish that glitter would happen in, but not the arms, because again, I'm kind of, you know, a fan of just the natural.
Yeah. Well, and also the chafing. Look. Like, yeah, it's all fine and good when you're like, have your arms up in the air, and you're like, look at my glitter pits. But then, like, when you put your arms down by your side, like, that can't be comfortable. Like, those glitter chunks are pretty sizable.
I'm just imagining everyone saying, look at my glitter tits.
Like, look, isn't this great?
Wait, did you say glitter tits? Is that a thing too?
That's gonna be the next thing. I think that's what you call like pasties.
Yes.
Glitter pits, glitter tits, glitter vag.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's a whole thing.
Glitter is coming.
Glitter is coming.
To continue with some facey pack. Janet says the best line from our last episode, which was the Ted Cruz porn party. Best line is Ted Cruz going to go blind now.
Who said that? That's amazingly funny.
That was from when we were reading the Twitter stuff.
Oh my god, that's so good.
Did you guys read that he said that let adults do whatever they want in their bedroom?
Yeah, which I found highly ironic.
I know.
Yeah, only because he got caught.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is also the same person saying that the left is obsessed with sex. And
right.
Yes.
It's like, whatever will take the attention off of me.
And the media also. Of course, the media is obsessed with sex.
I think the left and the media is... Well, the media is obsessed with sex because sex sells. But they're obsessed with sex on all sides.
Yes.
The left is not obsessed... Sorry, go ahead.
I mean, we're talking about the same person who tried to outlaw... dildos and like it's just like these people I just don't know.
I was just gonna say the left is not so much obsessed with sex, they're just obsessed with you. With the right, they're obsessed with, how do I phrase this delicately, they're obsessed with the rights they're obsessed with the I can't even get this out correctly.
You'll get there. You'll I get have faith
there. I think people of one particular side are obsessed with people on another particular side being obsessed with controlling how one of the genders of the world has sex.
Yes.
Is that diplomatic?
Correct.
Yes.
Does that make sense diplomatically?
I think some people are a little more concerned about what other people are doing than other people.
I think some people are more obsessed with punishing other people for having sex when it takes two people to have sex.
Yes.
And then those
because they're just overly concerned.
Doing exactly what everyone else is doing, or in some cases, criminally worse things than other people are doing.
Or their staffers were doing it. Their staffers got taught doing it.
Right. Then
the staffers were smart enough not to use their own account.
I believe that the correct quote was, and then we can move on. He said, it was an honest mistake. There was a staffer, blah, 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 blah. He would not say how or if the staffer has been punished for their actions. Were they a bad, bad girl? no, okay, but in all seriousness, here's the quote. It was not me. It's not going to happen again. And then the reporter said, do you understand? Can you appreciate the irony that you once defended a Texas law banning the sale of sex toys? And he said, Cruz pushed back on the narrative, which has been making the rounds online this week, calling the idea that he personally supported the law, quote, totally false. As a solicitor for Solicitor General for Texas, Cruz said that it was his job to defend whatever laws the state passes. One of those laws was a law restricting the sale of sex toys, a stupid law, unquote, he says. Quote, listen, I am one of the most libertarian members of the Senate. I think it is idiotic, but it is an opportunity for knuckleheads in the media to claim, oh, isn't this ironic that Cruz wants to ban these things? Then the reporter says, I know. Also us, we were knuckleheads that claimed it was ironic. Because it was. the reporter said, I can't believe I'm going to ask you this, but you're officially saying Ted Cruz is okay with people buying sex toys. I am saying consenting adults should be able to do whatever they want in their bedrooms. The media and the left seem obsessed with sex. Let people do what they want. I think the part of the quote that they left out was, except if you fall into the category of being LGBTQ and woman.
Yes. Yep. Let people do whatever they want so long as it's with a man and a woman. And just one of each.
And the man decides what it is.
Exactly.
Yes.
Just kidding.
All right.
Anyway, not to get too political, but hey, at least we kept it out of the first 10 minutes of the show.
That's fair.
We're in the back end, guys. Which Ted Cruz is okay with, considering adults doing. Can somebody go on the Facebook page and comment, we're in the back end, best line of the episode? Okay, thanks. creepy mailman Ed said, yes, I'm behind. There's a theme here. But catching up only if we're consenting to it. Don't you worry, I'm always lurking in the bush. I guess that answers that consent question. Mike said, Gainesville hot cop under investigation after allegedly posting anti-Semitic jokes. That's why we can't have nice things, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
I'm not even going to give that story an attention because it should just go away.
Yep. You had your 10 minutes and you ruined it.
Damn.
Next.
And then David said, congrats to Colleen and Jay. Thank you. This was a good opportunity, I think, for me to mention a couple of things that I feel like I forgot to mention last week about the whole baby thing. And that is, and I know Shandy has heard this before, but if it was a girl, I would have seriously, seriously fought to give them the initials VAG. I had the B name approved. I already have the G name. I just needed an A name. I really would have pushed for that because I am that immature. But I had totally brought that up. I was like, oh my God, we could use VAG.
Oh my God.
So.
Well, and you figure like your average like little kid wouldn't know what that is. So they would miss the like getting teased to like
probably,
maybe middle school.
Yeah, high school definitely would have been horrible for them.
Yeah.
But by the time they reach college, they're going to be like, God, these are the best initials in the entire world.
Seriously. Yes. Seriously. Yep. See, I'm just thinking ahead. Also, can you imagine just baby vag, all the hashtags you can come up with? Like, really inappropriate, disgusting things that you shouldn't say. But yeah, I'm not sure. Little vag.
Little vag. Little vag in the big world.
Little vag in the big world. Well, I told you. Oh, maybe I didn't tell you this. Jay wants me to get a minivan. I know we talked about the minivan thing with Jay, but I think it might have been off air when we recorded one of these days. And so he wants me to get a minivan, but he wanted me to get a custom license plate that said the Glatmobile.
I really like it. I'm not sure how you would fit all of that. Oh, God.
Well, it would be like GLAT MBLE or something like that.
You can make it work.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't know. I kind of like my current license plate. I've had it for 8 years. That was that. And I have a potty training story for the end of this show. It's actually not disgusting. So stay tuned for that. And I promise it won't make you want to puke like the last one. Okay. I nominate... the next thing was an email. Oh, Butthers email.
I love this Butthers shemales. This is the best.
Yeah.
I saw that on Twitter once upon a time, so I can't take credit for it, but it is pretty great.
I didn't even notice
I love it. Okay.
That's awesome. Des sent in a magazine clipping. Saw this magazine ad that made me think of Colleen. And it's finally a bladder leak underwear with a little ooh-la-la. And it's lingerie with always, like, inside of it. So it's still kind of, I mean, it looks like you're wearing a diaper, but a very pretty diaper.
Yeah, it's got that applique on it. Yeah. That trendy boy short look.
Yes, it's called Always Discreet Boutique.
I mean, honestly, like, things are way cuter. Just going to say it. And they're you just wash them and keep them, so.
Well, there you go.
That's true.
Yeah.
And then finally, we have a This Week in Andy's Virginity.
Yes, we have a This Shortened Week in Andy's Virginity. So Andy starts off. First off, congratulations, Colleen, on the big news.
Oh, thank you.
You had sex. Good for you.
Thanks,
that is
guys.
How that happens. Yes.
Can I take this moment real quick to correct something that's going around out there? I have had three people message me and go, so did you get it on the weekend of the podcast weekend? I did not. Amanda was at my house. She could tell you. There was no time for that.
I was downstairs. How was I to know?
Jay was asleep before us by like 2 hours every night.
That's true. We were always kind of the last one standing.
Yeah. I'm going to say that. And trust me, if I had, I would admit to it.
Right. Well, and also math.
Well, I think math is because they were all dudes that sent me messages. You don't realize that when you get your period, that is considered day one of being like your cycle. So when you get pregnant, like 2 weeks later or whatever, however long your cycle is, you're already considered 2 weeks pregnant. So you generally don't find out until you're between 4 to 6 weeks pregnant, even if you're only like technically 2 weeks, like there's an added time on there. You can read about it. Google. It's your friend. I'm just saying.
Yay, science, biology.
I wasn't going to say anything. And then I was like, you know something? I want to put that out there. Because I would cope to it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Andy says, obviously, I'm just kidding. I join everyone else in wishing you the best in your pregnancy and another happy, healthy son. Okay. Now to resolve last week's cliffhanger. What happened after I asked out the woman I was chatting with?
Did she freeze? Guys, did I freeze? Where is everybody? Guys.
Hey.
Hi. Did
I go away? Is that everybody? No, that was me too. I think we all just had a little bit of a surge.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I lost you guys at Now to Resolve last week's cliffhanger.
Yes, me too. And I was like, what's going on?
They just jumped. Like, at first I thought you were taking, like,
dramatic.
A pregnant pause, yes, like, for dramatic effect. And then it just kept going. Because I read along, and then I was like, so I moved back over, and I was like, oh. Everyone's frozen, so maybe I'm frozen, so I don't want to interrupt, so I'll just be quiet, like, just in case you're just carrying on.
Yes, okay, I had the same thing, because I was just like, where did they go? And then I kept saying hello, because if I can't hear you, then the computer can't hear you, so I was like, bummer for them, they're going to be rereading this if they kept going.
All right, from the top.
Okay, so now to resolve last week's cliffhanger. What happened after I asked out the woman I was chatting with? Well, I expected a response Wednesday morning, since that's when I've usually gotten messages, but nothing came. Then Thursday went by without hearing from her. Of course, I let my imagination run away with me, tying in with the whole not knowing from my previous attempts. We seemed to be hitting it off. So why did she seem to ghost me? It's possible she found another guy, but I would hope she'd let me know. I was even sort of dreading your responses to my last email because you were so happy for me, unaware I was planning on giving you bad news for the next show. On Friday morning, I got a message from her. Turns out she'd been under the weather and couldn't respond. We sent a few messages back and forth, and we're going to meet up for lunch next Sunday.
Yay!
Unfortunately, you'll have to wait to see how it goes. But this makes for a good mid-season finale to my story. 3 months ago, I was in a rut due to fear and my reluctance to get beyond the setbacks I've had. But getting out of my head, writing to you three, and talking to my therapist has helped me put my fears in perspective. While everyone knows everyone else has their struggles and insecurities, it's good to have someone actually say what they're dealing with. I know I'll always be a little bit nervous dealing with women, but everyone has some jitters. I'm sure when you met your respective husbands, you were nervous, and now you're comfortable around them in a way you aren't towards anyone else. So hopefully any listener in a similar situation has listened to my story and know it's okay to be scared, but you have to take a chance, even just reaching out to a friend or a couple podcasters. We're still a ways from finishing this journey, and really, the end of this journey is just the beginning of another. But it looks like the next chapter will be a good one. Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy.
I love that. The end of this journey is just the beginning of another. That's just life. Like, I love that.
Definitely.
Closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. They played that song last night. That's why I thought
of it. Yeah. It was towards the end of the night, too, wasn't it?
It was the last song in the night.
Oh, yeah.
That was actually, we were...
That our journey.
We had left the dance floor. We were going to leave, and that song started, and we were like, oh, thank God.
Nice. Well, I'm excited to hear the update from Andy.
Me, too.
Me, too. We have so much to look forward to when we're back in a couple weeks.
Yay! Yes, so... speaking of, oh, and Andy, while we're gone, if you need any advice from us, Amanda won't have internet, but Shandy and I, you can message all three of us and we'll help you out that way.
Yeah. And guaranteed two will respond.
Yes.
One is questionable, but her heart is with you.
Yes.
Nonetheless,
so you can
sending you good tidings.
Yes. You can just, you know, shoot us an email for anonymity's sake. If you want, or if you're on Facebook, you can find us that way too. But yeah, just do that and just say, I don't know, instead of update from Andy's virginity, just be like a dialogue about Andy's virginity or something.
An open dialogue.
And we will do our, we shall respond if you want us to. But yeah, so speaking of our mid winter recess or whatever he called it. Our mid-season cliffhanger. There we go. Amanda is out of town, as you're hearing this currently.
Yep.
And we are going to be taking off next week, which is the last week in September. And then we will be recording next. The plan is Friday, October 6th. And we'll try to actually record that pretty without editing or anything, if we can, but pretty quick from tape to feed or whatever. On that day, because I'm actually going to LA. I have a super freaking busy September and October. So I'm going to LA the next day, the 7th through Tuesday, the 10th. So,
wow, California just keeps calling you.
I know. And I got to tell you, that flight out there the other night was miserable. Because if I eat too much, I get a really bad stomach ache because there's not enough room anymore in there, which
right.
is also odd because. With Zach, I was eating like 5 tacos at the end because I was always so hungry and I never seemed to run out of space. And wherever the position of this one is just must be different because I can't eat a whole lot anymore without it like physically hurting me. So I did that. I ate Witch Witch at the airport and then immediately regretted it for the next 5 hours. So I forget where I was going with this. Oh, so yes, California. Here I come. There we go. That was my story, California. But anyway, I'll
California,
be there.
California, here we come.
Yes. So we'll figure out what we do that week, whether I have to record at Jay's grandparents' house, or if we can find a time afterwards. But if you miss me, in the meantime, Survivor starts this week?
Oh my god, seriously?
Or next week?
I don't even know.
Survivor starts like soon. What are we in, season 35?
Oh my god. Survivor is older than we are.
No, well, they do two a year.
Oh. I know, but season age. Okay, it wasn't a very good joke, guys.
Season age. Oh. 36.
Season 35.
It's 36.
It's 35.
Wow, that's insane that they've done that many. That's crazy.
The internet is telling me 35.
And if you read on the internet, you know it's right.
No.
Anyway,
yeah. Whatever. If you miss me, Survivor season... Whatever, Survivor's coming up soon, so Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen will be back. And I forget where else I was going. Okay, so Survivor comes back. So if you miss me the last week in September, you can hear me. We record right after the episode airs, so you can check that out if you're a Survivor listener. Otherwise, we will be back in 2 weeks from when you're hearing this, so... Stay tuned. Get your feedback in, your facey back.
Yep, you have plenty of time.
Yes, so facey back and go to the Facebook page. And that is facebook.com/group/JayandJackGroup. Or you can become a patron and at the $5 more a month level and join our exclusive patrons page and join the party there. And you can do that by going to patreon.com/JayandJack, or you can go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link. If you are so inclined, you can visit our Amazon affiliates page, which looks exactly like a regular Amazon page. And that is jayandjack.com/Amazon, all lowercase letters, or you can just go to jayandjack.com and click on the Amazon link there. I'm still on team go get Alexa because she's awesome. And she's just heard me again. She's that awesome and creepy because she's in the other room.
She's super attentive.
She is super attentive. Okay, let me tell my potty training story real quick. So, the last 2 weeks have been rough on me. And I mean, I think I talked a little bit about how I was real, real down a couple weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, last week, whatever it was, last week. So, on Thursday, I finally, or Wednesday, last Wednesday, I finally just sat Dak down in the car because he had pooped his pants on the playground and I picked him up and, you know, he didn't want to come home with me because he knew that it was going to be an issue. And he was like, I'm going night-night at school tonight. And I was like, no, you're not. He's like, no, I'm not going home. I'm sleeping here. I'm going night-night for school. Put my backpack on the hook, mommy. So I was, yeah, he said that. Like, it was on the playground. And he said, I'm going night-night because I'm going to stay at school for night-night. Put my backpack back on the hook. And I was like, get in the car, you little shit. So I didn't really say that because there were teachers around. But I was thinking that. And, you know, we got home and I was like, Zach, I know you made poopy in your pants. I don't know what to do, you know, anymore. At this point, no Paw Patrol, no TV, because I have been saying that all week, but I let him watch an episode if I sensed he had to go and picked him up and put him there on time. And I was like, you have to tell somebody. So if you don't initiate, if you don't start telling me, I hope you enjoy your books and, you know, your one toy that's upstairs, because that's all you're going to get. Because I don't know what, I know you know, you know, whatever. So we were eating dinner and he was like, I'm going to try to make poopy. And I was like, okay, cool. You let me know when. And like 5 minutes later, he was like, I have to go poopy on the potty. We made it. He made a real grown-up poop on the potty.
Oh my goodness. So, success.
So proud of him. I took a picture. I won't show you guys, though. It was really gross. I sent the picture to Jay. I was like, look at this. And then I had to be careful until I had a bunch of pictures in front of it that I didn't accidentally send it to other people, because it's him sitting on the toilet and you can clearly see, like, you know, a 6-inch turd between his legs. No, but seriously. So I took a picture. I was very proud. But so the weekend before that, though, we were in Barnes & Noble, and we were at the train table there, and I noticed he had to go. So I took him there, and this proceeded to happen the rest of the week, but this was the first time it really happened, so this was the most comical. So I get him in there, and thank God we're only two people in the bathroom. Like, I get the toilet cover on. I sit him there and I'm like, I know. I was like, I could see it coming out. Like, you just gotta. It was like a birth. It went down like a birth. So he's sitting there and he's like, I can't go potty. And I was like, push it out. Push. Yes, you can. And he was like, no, I can't do it. And then he puts his like, because I'm holding him up so he doesn't fall because it's a grown up size potty. Like, totally. Right. He puts like his head in between his legs and his hands, like to further illuminate how he can't do it. And I'm like, push, push it out. You can do it.
But baby step.
And luckily,
it's a big step forward this week.
It was nice. So now at least he's started to tell me more. He's not perfect, and he hasn't made it through a day of school without an accident yet. But it's coming. I know it's happening sooner than later.
That's good.
Well, good. I'm glad for a happy update this week.
Oh, I know, right? There's been times I was at my, I was really like a woman at the end of the rope. So, yay.
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 See, have any other Oscar winners to Emmy winners to close us out?
Emmy winners.
Julie Louis-Dreyfus won, which doesn't surprise me.
She wins every year.
Veep won Outstanding Comedy Series.
Well, deserves that. It's a really funny show.
It is a funny show. I haven't seen it in like two seasons, but I love what I'd seen up to. I'm just waiting for The Big Little Lies. Like, I think Nicole Kidman's going to win, but I just want
to. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, on that note, ladies, everybody, we'll see you soon. We need all your feedback when we get back. Because, hey, the more feedback we get, the less time I have for potty stories. So. Okay. Broadcasters3@gmail.com, 331-276-2373. Hit us up, Facebook it, whatever you got to do. Want to hear from you. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
You're right there, Shandy Pants.
Oh, yeah, I went. I'm fine.
Day drinking is so hard.
You look rough. Like somebody that did some day drinking. Was it fun at least?
Yes, it was.
We really didn't care that much. Okay. These are going to be some great bloopers.
It's
going to
be good, yes.
Honestly, I really didn't. It's okay. I was just making like joke.
No, the stress is running high.
I can see.
Lately, I've been watching the second season of, what is it called? I want to say. Just a second. God, it's on HBO. Sorry. This is great podcasting, but it's a good example.
That's okay. We can edit this part out.
Yeah, and we will. I'm going to use this time to cough. Now, how do I get this post into there? Hold on.
Happy end, Kate. Think really hard. Don't you shush me.
It just did, okay. So the first one actually kind of can function as our other non-thing about us to talk about for this episode, and that is a video from Lori. She is our authority on all places that you put sparkles on your body, I guess.
Well, that's a good thing to be an expert on.
Okay, I just watched the video, and it... hold on, I have to sneeze. Oh my god. I am having some issues tonight. Okay.
Oh my god, no.
It's not coming, as she said. Okay.